We bless the name of the Lord one more time as we again greet you in peace as we thank him for another amazing opportunity to simply be blessed by his holy word. The word for the day is dealing with anger. Have you ever found yourself angry? Anger is a complex emotion rooted in self-protection. Cousins of anger are emotions such as frustration, irritation, bitterness, wrath, jealousy, resentment, sadness, fear, and even depression. Anger is also known as a secondary defense emotion. You see, when our crucial needs of love, purpose, and value are experienced as blocked goals, then anger is often shared. For example, if our goal is to feel love in marriage, but our spouse is blocking our expectation, then the emotion that's triggered is anger. If my goal is to succeed in my career or ministry or something of that nature, and I find out it's being blocked, guess what? Anger shows up. Sometimes that thing that's blocking me from achieving my goal is really my inability. And even then, anger shows up. It's just directed at myself. You see, blame is an attack response. Then it's driven by anger. In other words, when I get angry, I start blaming. It often feels easier to attack another with the weapon of blame than to own the root that's really inside of me. Sometimes I trigger my own anger, but James 1:19 says, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." Why is that important? Because it gives us the instructions on managing our anger. Number one, be quick to listen. When anger is triggered in you or someone else, press pause and be quick to listen instead of reacting. Number two, be slow to speak. In other words, be slow to react verbally when triggered by anger. Number three, be slow to anger. Understanding ourselves and others gives us empathy and helps us to respond with accuracy. If we do this, we'll understand what James is saying. You must be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to anger. Deal with your anger and watch God blow your mind. Let's get it, saints, because you know he's worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.